Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good evening, everybody. We actually have a special guest this evening.
Yeah.
Our daughter. That's right. Every time we do one of these podcasts,
she's never around.
She's never around. She's actually off at school. It's usually early in the morning. We couldn't get one done today for whatever reason. We just got off the start. So we decided we were going to do one on an evening, on a Sunday, on a little snowy night, as usual. That seems to be the usual thing now every week. Snow on Sunday, no school Monday.
They have a half day tomorrow anyway. So.
Oh, wait, the schools have a half day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Was it like 15 half days so far this
year? Yeah, staff development.
That's
have my computer.
Yeah, well, we're doing the podcast from our daughter's computer because it's usually the best sound quality out of all the computers, and she just looked at us like, I need my computer. I'm sorry, sweetie, you're going to have to wait. But thank you. She wants to watch Grey's Anatomy. But it was a pretty busy day, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you had your program this morning.
I had my baseball program this morning. It went well over the boys and girls. I had a little bit of a panic attack this morning. I forgot the batting cage. So it didn't mean a whole lot to you, but I had the batting cage, which I needed to get a boys and girls club, and I had it over in Yonkers. But I called it tomorrow, batting cage, trying to do it this morning. 6 o'clock in the morning.
You were up before the dog.
I was up before the dog. The dog's like,
Wait, what's going on?
The dog's like, I don't need to go to the bathroom yet. What's going on here?
He's just like, I want to go back to sleep.
And then got to sleep kind of late last night because their daughter was coming back from Model Congress, and it's Model Congress tradition, which I found out that they have to go to the diner when they get back from the bus trip. So my daughter got to come back last night in Rye. I think it's a pretty good
one. Well, I like that you can have your fish however you want it.
You can have your fish however you want it.
That was what I liked. You can pick grilled. You can have their recipe.
The food there is good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's great. The food is good. Service was...
It was a little slow, but we still had a nice time.
It was good.
But I have to tell you, that Hudson Grill in White Plains, the piece of fish that I had with our daughter... Last week, it was delightful.
You know what set me off last week? I ordered New England chicken chowder.
Oh, and it had bacon.
And it had bacon in it.
Yeah.
I hate having to ask restaurants to put ham in their split pea soup. So you put skin in the sandwich. Any pork product in your food or whatever. Like, if you don't ask, then you, more times than not, come back with at least to me, an unpleasant surprise. I do not like bacon in my food. And I was saying yesterday at dinner, this country is obsessed with the use of bacon. Now, I know you probably like
bacon. I don't mind bacon. I mean, I don't eat it all the time, but I don't mind it.
You have a hankering for some bacon right now?
No, I had my meal, my one meal for the day, so I'm okay.
I think Beth has reached the next stage of her dieting. Like, there's a 5 stages of grief.
Yeah.
You actually reach the next day, like, after. Like, this is just, you're no longer, I don't think you're hangry. I think you're, like, this is now a lifestyle that I'm choosing to accept until next week.
Yeah, I
right?
mean, I have to say, this morning when you were eating your bagel, even though I don't eat salmon, you were, like, eating your bagel in my face.
Yeah, that's right, it had salmon on it. And you said, I was asking Beth, to take care of something for me, help me out on something that I need to get done. And when she was on the computer and looking at a few things and helping me out, I was sort of typing on the computer with one hand and waving a bagel in the other hand back and forth. I was eating it and sort of waving it back unintentionally back and forth, a bagel out from underneath my nose. Is that possible? And it really was unintentional. I wasn't trying to taunt you with that.
I know, but it's very hard when you come back from the bagel place and you know the bagels are still even, like, hot in the bag.
They weren't that hot. You should just know they weren't that hot. It is true. The bagel place that we go to on Baker Ridge Road, near a show, the bagels are fantastic. I think I mentioned a little the diety place. I mean, you walk in, it's not a nice store. Bagels, yeah.
Yes.
And come back. Usually the bagels.
On April 19th, I'll be having hot bagels. So I can tell you.
On April 19th?
Yes.
We are going to get a spread like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
On April 19th, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to have everything.
We'll have the bagels. We'll have all kinds of things. I'm going to be back on food.
We'll have more sauerkraut than you'll ever know what to do.
Hey, the sauerkraut I could have. That's the one thing. So today I was trying to mix things up with the shake, and I made the chocolate shake this morning. I turned it into a hot cocoa. It was okay. But then I tried to turn the vanilla shake into a popsicle. That was disgusting.
Yeah, I told her just went into the freezer, thought she saw dessert. Took it out and said, "What's this?" And then basically Beth said, "Yeah, you're not going to want to have
no.
that. That's not going to end well."
It did not taste good. It was not a good, that was not a good try. That was not a good choice.
And Beth made outstanding dinner tonight. Now, she made her normal chicken, which you know is always very good each week. So, like, why is this meal different? Like, I feel like test. Why is tonight different than any other night? It's because the side dish that she made tonight, and I feel very mixed about this because I'll tell you why in a second. Beth made these roasted chickpeas that were outstanding. I mean, I could keep eating them right now. The reason I feel mixed about it is it was great. I'm so psyched I had it. It was delicious. But part of me thinks that you're going to forget how to make it.
No, it's
part of me
so easy.
That's the problem with stuff that Beth makes on Smosh. The stuff doesn't stay registered in her head. She's like, what's doing when they made that side dish? And next time she makes it, it could be absolute.
No, listen, this was something that I Googled. What happened was a Facebook friend of mine posted about like roasted chickpeas earlier today, and all of our veggies.
Well, tell everybody how you made it.
All right, so we didn't have much of a choice in vegetables, so I went into the pantry and I grabbed the can of chickpeas, and I Googled it, and all you need to do is you strain it, you pour it out of the can, and you strain it. Then you take a paper towel and you cover it, and you wash it out, and you start getting the skin starts coming off of it when you're drying it, right? Then you take olive oil.
Did you have to peel the skin off?
Yeah, not each one. Like, if you start seeing the skin, it's very easy. It comes off. Then you either pour olive oil, or I did avocado oil, over it, and then you put it in the oven.
Yeah, what's up with this avocado oil?
I don't know. I found it in the pantry, and I figured I was going to give that
a shot. Is it healthier than olive oil?
Yeah, I mean, we have that, and we also have grapeseed oil. They're both a little bit better. Anyway, so I put it in the oven for 40 minutes, and then it comes out, and it's crispy. And then you decide you could then take different seasonings. So I did the seasoning that I used on the chicken, but you could have put sea salt on it. You could put all kinds of different things. You could kind of make a whole different, all different mixtures of your chickpeas. And then you eat them, and it's crunchy, or you can throw it in a salad. It's like all different ways.
You know, our daughter is a podcast. No way.
No.
We're right here.
We are parked.
Relaxing, enjoying ourselves, watching our daughter kissing the dog, and watching video games. So, we'll just put that away in about 5 minutes. But, quiet.
There's another TV in the other room.
No audience participation. On the
unless
podcast.
you want to join in and have a conversation.
Thank you. But it was very cool. Our daughter came back from Alexander's, and she wanted to like that, which is great. I was thrilled about that.
And I said I was surprised that she wasn't debating over the black dress because she would have been best speaker of like the entire state for that one.
Blue and black, or is it white and gold, or red and yellow, some other color. Got back away from that, showed me the award, which was very nice. We're going to display that, and so they have a half day tomorrow. She's already talking about social.
Well, I was supposed to drive into Manhattan because it was supposed to be my first day in my office in the city. But I don't know if I'm going to drive. I might just take the train.
Are you going to have to carry, like, off stuff in there?
What we were going to do was I was going to have Sarah from my office meet me at the house here, and we were going to drive in together, and then we were going to bring it to the office. But with this weather, I don't want to. I said, let's play it by ear in the morning. I don't want to take a chance.
I don't. I'm not looking forward to our program Monday night. I have to be in school.
I don't know. I don't
know.
Think
warm
they
up?
Said it's going to warm up. I mean, by Wednesday, it's going to be 46 degrees. It's going to be a heat wave this week. So hopefully, we're finally.
We need the snow to start melting and melting quickly.
Yes, it's ridiculous. I think I have a note from our producer. What does it say?
Our son wanted to know why our daughter is allowed to speak on the podcast. He's not. I think it's a FCC age requirement to answer your question. Sorry. But after your bar mitzvah, you can speak. How did that sound? Okay?
Now he's
all ticked off.
Yeah. He's like, what is wrong with you people?
What's
I
wrong
give you
people?
Good ideas.
I help produce the show, and yet I'm out of the talk. What is up with that?
And our dog is mellow. I think we need to be doing the show at night.
I think she likes it better when we do the show from in here.
Well, kitchen is always...
located with food.
Right. So she thinks she's getting treats in the kitchen. But she stays here. Oh, see? Look at that.
What was your main course, by the way?
I had grilled swordfish.
Swordfish.
I'm just ordering fish wherever I go. That's what my doctor said. She said, when in doubt, if you're out at a restaurant, just order the fish. At least you know that no matter what it is, it's always less calories. So I ordered the fish, and I had it grilled. And then I got on the scale this morning, and I still put on a pound. And
okay.
Whatever.
It's the weekend. We can everybody puts on weight.
I know.
That's standard.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you.
I know. It's
Monday rolls around, and that's when you start cranking again. It all comes
well,
up.
And I do feel that now that I'm going to be going into the city, I'll be doing more walking, even just going to the office and going back. It's that was the one thing, having the office in Scarsdale. You would drive to the office, walk there, and then you're pretty much sitting there for like 7-8 hours, and then getting back on the car and going home. So,
speaking of like weight loss, exercise, the best one I went to the gym yesterday. I didn't even think I'd start entertaining this, but I planted the seed, and I'm actually giving it some thought, despite the cost differential, of taking a look at this Lifetime Fitness.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to Google it for you. It's
gorgeous. New York Sports is costing us about $150 between the two of us a month, and they have a new plan at New York Sports where you can drop it down to $20 a month. You have to pay like $200 each, so it would cost us like $400 to have to change our membership over to the $20 a month plan.
Oh, look, remember you kept asking me about the basketball court? Look at that court.
It's the best tried out Lifetime
it's
Fitness
gleaming.
With a friend of hers a few weeks ago and told me about it. It was more and more and think about what you're getting. And was told me about this in the summertime, about the outdoor pool. That's the part that really intrigued me. Seems like you almost have like your own little.
There you go.
Oh my god!
Right?
It looks like you have your own little. And you have access. I'm
yes.
looking at a picture right now of a pool. It looks like it's at a resort hotel.
It does. Look at this. This is the locker room.
You kidding me?
I'm serious. That's the cafe.
People, if you're out there, go to lifetimefitness.com. Take a look at the site. Take a look at the amenities there. You haven't. If you've never been to one. I'm just looking at it now. It looks incredible. I'm trying to figure out the cost. If that cost, so Beth said that the cost per month for the first person is what?
$120 a month. That's what my friend told me. Everything
okay.
except tennis.
Now, you think that you can go all year round, even like use that pool during the summer?
Yeah, yes. That's the whole thing. The swimming. It's here's all the sports: running, cycle, sports, basketball, mixed combat, soccer. Rock climbing, and then they have all these group classes. Track your progress. I mean, that's
I'm just looking at that. This is summer. This is pool for the summertime alone would be worth.
Well, that was what our friend was saying, because she was saying that. Think about it. If you were to join a pool club, and it cost you, let's say, $1,500 for the summer.
Heck yeah.
And you did a thing where it was me, you, and our daughter, or all four of us. It still comes out less. And you could just do a summer membership for the kids, and then you just stop after the summer with them, but then you go back.
Crazy. And that means I wouldn't have to go to Saxon Woods School?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me? I wouldn't have to go there anymore?
Look at that. See that rock climbing wall? And that's the swimming pool, and that's the gorgeous basketball court.
So the question we have to ask ourselves is it worth it for us to bite the bullet and spend a little bit more money, or we, instead of paying $150, which we're paying now, near a sport, how much would we be paying more total? It would be $123.
And 90, yes, and $210.
So $210. Another extra $60 a month to get all that.
Get that.
I'm becoming more and more convinced as we speak.
Well, because here's the thing. When we go to New York Sports, I dread going there. I dread seeing the lady that's going to spray the machine or mop the floor while I'm on the cardio. There are hardly any.
You talk about this woman all the time.
I can't stand it.
When Beth talks about this woman who sprays the stuff, you always wonder, is it an employee that does their job? Is it people that do that? Or is it just one woman there?
No, there's more than just her, because I've complained about other people, too, that do it. So it's not just her. They all do it. There's just, like, certain times of the day that they go ahead and they spray the machines, or they're you know, mopping the floors or whatever. But when we were upstairs, and my friend took me over to the cardio area, it was massive. She said even though, like, the parking lot was kind of crowded that day, and again, it's probably crowded because of all the snow and everything, but she said you went in there and it didn't feel crowded. You go up and you see it because everybody's doing different things, and there's just so much space.
I'm getting like, let me let you know right now, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, how can you compare to this? She was saying, it was funny, we were in the locker room. We were in, let me just take you through to this gorgeous locker room again. Hold on, let's see, what does the locker room look like? It looks like a country club. Here it is, wait, there it is. Okay, so we were in the gorgeous locker room, which looks like
very
that.
Very nice.
And
and you get access to the towels? Or?
Yes, they give you the towels.
Unlike New York Sports, right. If we change our membership down to what's going on.
Right, they won't give you towels anymore.
You have to bring your own, like,
right.
Washcloth.
BYOT. So we were in there, and I recognized this woman who was like a gym rat at New York Sports. I mean, she was there 7 days a week. And all of a sudden, I saw her at this gym, and I said to my friend, oh, my God, I recognize that woman. She was from my gym. She said, you'll be surprised. She said, that's what keeps happening. Everybody's joining. Everybody's quitting their gym.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why New York Sports is offering these very aggressive memberships.
Yeah, because they're losing.
They're losing people left and right. Wow.
Should I show, look at that.
That is a school.
That's that Lifetime Fitness.
Right, that is a gym. Believe it or not. It's a gym.
Wait. And you know how you like rock climbing? All right, take a look at this.
Yes. It is very cool. I bet you would.
We'll find out what the story is. We can get your guest pass. It's gorgeous, right? I saw that. I was like, oh, my God. You're going
to
love it.
I'm starting to think I can actually, like, slam dunk.
On the highway.
Well, that's the part that I think you're a little bit fully, you know. Beth is trying to convince me. Driving distance to the place is actually closer than it is near.
Well, okay, here's,
let's not get carried
here's
away.
The situation. Okay. Typically, when you're going in that direction, you don't really get stuck in traffic. I have to say, on the way back, you do get stuck a little.
Ah.
You do.
Okay.
But when we were driving yesterday to Rye, and we got up at the same exact exit, we left our house at 7:45. By 7:52, we were at the exit, and I said, look, it's right here, and you're like, it took us much longer. I said, no, we left at 7:45. It was like 7. All right, well, we could keep clocking the time and seeing whatever. But
that's irrelevant. I mean, it's not irrelevant. It's not significant enough from time-wise.
Well, and the thing is, you know, my friend, what she does is she really makes a day of it. You know, it's New York Sports, you're there for 45 minutes. Here, it's like you're at your country club. You could do this, you could swim, you can go in the sauna. I mean, it's a shower. My friend said she loves all the bath stuff that they have there in the showers. You literally can spend a day here.
I mean, here's a place where you actually have an incentive to shower.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't feel that way at the other place.
No, oh my God. I would never step foot in the shower.
I've done that when our hot water heater went out. We had to do that.
Okay.
But look at that.
By the way, this is more like in showers, guys, if you're
I know. When I went with my friend, there were like women who were there. My friend was introducing me. She goes, "Oh, hi, it's my friend. This is good of them." I'm like, hi.
Flashlights going and stuff.
No, you went to the pool and somebody was what, nude sunbathing?
Thank you. You can't be.
Can't good. Say name.
Thank you.
We thought she was wearing a bathing suit, so just walked out with foot. It's so random.
What kind of did she be there? You gotta be wrapped. One good.
No, I think we worked on the centerpieces more today.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. They're coming together.
I'm so impressed. I asked you if there's any help I can provide. You told me no.
No.
You told me get lost.
I still need to figure out, like, I mounted all the posters on the foam board, but I still want to find the news, but where the adhesive is a little bit. Where it's going to stay better because I'm kind of a little bit, our sign that we created had a spelling error, so
well, now people are going to be looking for it.
Right. So if you come to the bar mitzvah, if you find the mistake, then we'll give you a prize.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to see everybody going,
there's a mistake. Anyway.
So I'm just sitting back the rest of the evening having I don't know why.
In my honor.
I'm drinking diversion.
I'm not. I'm going to go have another glass of water.
Are you going to have that ice?
No, it was gross. I actually didn't have my second shake today. I just had the one shake and then I was eating vegetables. And then I had dinner.
You're doing a great
job. It's all going to come off.
I
still have, and you know what, here,
we got
here.
And we got our son a suit yesterday.
We got him a gorgeous suit, a GKNY suit.
Before we go, we went to Lord and Taylor.
Yes.
I am so, I made the best purchase of the year.
Yes, you did.
I got myself.
He was so funny. I feel like I'm robbing the place.
I told Lord and Taylor, I feel like I'm robbing you guys. I bought a sports coat.
Ralph Lauren, right?
Yes. You know, it's a list price on it, $400. So maybe it's not. Maybe it would never sell for $400.
It would. Listen, when I was looking at suits, and I saw a Michael Kors suit for our son, it was $600, and it was not on sale.
Let's just say, you know what, it would never sell for $400.
I don't know why you didn't get more sports jackets.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome, and I look good in it.
Yeah. Lord and Taylor has some damn good sales. They're a great store. I love Lord and Taylor.
I'm gonna head back in there soon. Something.
I get lots of things in Lord and Taylor. The one downside for me is their dressing rooms have the worst lighting in the world. Like it's you go in there and it's kind of depressing. And yet the same exact dresses that Nordstrom has, and it's a little bit cheaper. But if you try it on a Nordstrom, you look better in Nordstrom.
All right, well, that's some advice to you out there, Lord and Taylor.
Change the lighting.
Change the lighting and you get even more sales.
And Taylor did it. They changed their whole dressing rooms. It's all about the light.
Yeah, I would never even. That's helpful.
It is. As a woman, you want to look good, so you got to change things up and fix the damn dressing room.
Own a retail store of any kind selling clothes. Make sure the dressing rooms are
nice.
Help accentuate everything, right?
Help accentuate it, but detract from the.
Make sure.
Well, because the thing is that Ann Taylor has it's soft lighting now, and Lord and Taylor has more like the fluorescent bulb lighting, like that. That's just.
I didn't type a lot in.
Yeah, our son was in the dressing room. He was in the
dressing room. He was starting to fall in love.
We just have to hope that he doesn't grow because the suit fits him perfectly.
Well, no, we have to hope he doesn't grow a lot within the next couple
of weeks. Right. I mean, he literally, like, it fits him perfectly right now. He'll just, you know, tiny, tiny alteration, but we'll see what happens at the beginning of April if we have to.
Like it.
Oh, it's beautiful. He looks so sharp. He was so funny. He said, he goes, I want to wear this every day.
I want to wear this jacket. Sure, but he's still like, oh,
hello,
my.
Lady.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's ready.
First, yeah. One step at a time.
Yeah, it was very cute, though. It was just
first, you
got to
cut, awesome. Cut the sweat out from the jelly. from the jelly clothing. I want to go watch.
Well, on note, thanks for stopping by.